The new report comes from the Great Lakes Commission and Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative. It recommends spending between $3 and $9 billion in the Chicago area to physically separate Lake Michigan from rivers and canals that are part of the Mississippi River Basin. The aim is to reduce the chance that Asian carp will get into the lake and also block other invasive species from moving between the two basins. Study authors say there could also be gains for commercial boating, flood control, and water quality. Environmental groups are backing the report, and so is a key funder, the Joyce Foundation. Foundation President Ellen Elberding.
The report contains ideas that should, and I believe will be, taken seriously. It's intended to get all of us to start thinking about long-term solutions.
Elberding says invasive species already cost the region millions of dollars, and Asian carp getting into the Great Lakes could harm sport and commercial fishing. But the report says it would still take a decade to put up the first barrier between the basins. Environmental groups hope the Army Corps of Engineers will now be encouraged to hurry up on its own report called GLIMRIS. That study's director, Gary O'Keefe, says he'll look at the Great Lakes Commission's findings.
Whether that will affect the time schedule is up in the air right now, because we're not just mandated to look at separation, we're also mandated to look at other options that are out there.
O'Keefe says those other options for fighting aquatic invasive species include more than 90 proposals, including removing more Asian carp from the Mississippi River Basin. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.